Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Chad and I are getting an update from Novamera. Now, this is a private company. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Dustin Angelo. I have chatted with Dustin a few times over the last about year and a half now about Novamera and the company's focus on developing this innovative technology or process called sustainable mining by drilling. Dustin, before we get into some of the developments that have happened over the last few months with the company, I just want you to bring everybody up to speed on what this sustainable mining by drilling, or SMD, is all about. What's the goals around this, and how do you think this could help the overall mining industry, please?
Yeah, so thanks for having me, guys. Novamera, we're developing sustainable mining by drilling. Essentially, it's a keyhole surgery for mining, an innovative, clean technology and process that will be able to mine the numerous small-scale narrow vein mineral deposits found worldwide more safely, economically, and sustainably using our proprietary downhole sensors, machine learning algorithms, industry-proven drilling technology. And so essentially, we'll be doing this in a two-pass process, where we'll be surgically removing the ore from the ground and leaving the waste behind. There's many of these types of deposits around the world, and essentially we'll be able to unlock value that's been stuck in the ground, places where mining companies haven't been able to mine because the conventional methods aren't economic for this type of for their type of deposit, or they may have they may be leaving some mineral resources behind because the method that they're using can't get at these certain parts of their mine, so they can use this as a complementary mining method to what they're already using. So lots of applications and a great ability to unlock a lot of value around the world.
Now, Dustin, just a quick point. This is a relatively new process or technology here, because you guys really started developing this back when you were running the show at Anaconda. And I believe it was 2019 that this process, SMD, really came to the forefront. Can you just remind everybody how this even came to be, this process and technology, please?
Yeah, so when I was at Anaconda, my business partner, Alan Cram, he was the general manager of the Point Reuse project, and we were trying to mine the Romeo and Juliet deposit, which is about a kilometer away from the mill, and just any kind of conventional method just wasn't working, even when we modeled it on paper. So we started looking into different ways to mine, and we ultimately started working with Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland, and we came up with the idea of using drilling in order to surgically mine Romeo and Juliet. So we started working on this as a project to solve a problem that we had at Anaconda. And then ultimately, in the spring of 2019, we were participating as a finalist at the Disrupt Mining Contest during PDAC. We discovered after presenting on stage that the audience of 500 to 600 people at Disrupt Mining, and we were talking to lots of folks afterwards, and they were saying that what our technology, what we were developing, they thought they could use it at their mine sites. And what that opened up our eyes to was the fact that this technology was something that folks around the world could be using, as opposed to just solving a problem in Anaconda mining. And that's when we decided to spin it out and create Novamera.
Well, Dustin, let's bring everybody up to speed on the recent news you put out on July 27th about the financing. You were able to do a $5 million Series A financing and bring in some strong partners with BDC Capital and Chrysalix Venture Capital. So could you walk us through, how those funds will be used, how it helps to have partners like that, and what the plan is for the company moving forward?
Yeah, sure. So the money, it's $5 million that we raised, led by BDC Capital, and Chrysalix Venture Capital followed on with a second investment. They initially invested last year, and then management and friends and family. So that money, $5 million plus money that we received from Sustainable Development Technology Canada, another $3 million plus, So we've got about $8 million for roughly the next 2 years to primarily work on a proof of concept field trial that we're in the midst of doing right now, and to take the company essentially to the first commercialized generation one of SMD by roughly the end of 2022.
Now, Dustin, let's talk about this field trial that is ongoing here. What's the process? Where are you guys in this field trial, and what are you hoping to prove with this field trial?
Sure. Yeah. So we've started about a month ago. So what we're doing is it's a proof of concept of the entire SMD system. So we've drilled pilot holes and guided by our near borehole imaging tool. We're doing production holes with a pile top drill rig, so a large diameter drill rig, and then we'll be backfilling those holes. So, basically doing the entire system over about 4 months. And the idea is just to gather a lot of data and demonstrate the fact that this concept can work. Because I think a lot of folks in the industry that we've talked to over the last several months, they're keenly interested in knowing whether this, just fundamentally, can it work? We're not looking to optimize for speed or efficiency at this point. I think it'll be a big milestone if we can demonstrate the efficacy of the concept. And then I think that's going to do a lot to for mining companies to gain some confidence in what we're doing.
Okay. Can you take us through the whole process then in terms of this field test? Because it is a full-scale field test. So then what is the process? What stage are you at currently?
Sure. So the whole process is we're drilling three 100 meter holes on a 30 degree incline. And what we do first is we drill our pilot holes guided by our near borehole imaging tool. So we've drilled three pilot holes already. That happened in July. And then in August, September, October timeframe, roughly, we're going to be doing all of our production hole drilling. So we've brought in a pile top drill rig from the Netherlands, and we've assembled that. It's actually on the pad right now, and we're actually starting today to do our first production hole. So those holes will be done over the next couple months. In between that, we will backfill those holes. So we'll drill one hole on each side, and then we'll do the middle hole last. And we'll backfill the holes on the side first and then come in with the middle hole. And then we'll make a couple of different moves to each of those holes. So all of that activity, the production drilling, the movement of the drill, the backfilling, all that will be happening over the next couple of months.
Well, Dustin, that'll be exciting to follow along with just for the proof of concept. And I guess also for Anaconda investors, just because it's going to help out the Anaconda site. But the other thing that comes to mind, and we had kind of mentioned this off mic, is there's a lot of narrow vein silver miners in Mexico, for example, just like there's narrow vein gold miners all over the world that you had mentioned. But I know for a fact that a lot of them discussed with us that they're mining a 1 meter or maybe a 1.5 meter vein, but they're mining 4 meters of rock. So in a sense, 2.5 meters to 3 meters is waste rock. And if you could perfect this, I would think there'd be a massive market for those kind of narrow vein silver deposits that are only a meter wide, or they pinch and swell a little bit. Is that kind of the idea longer term, is just to show how this could be applied to so many of those different mine sites?
Exactly. I mean, that example is one of our target markets. It's the gold market, the silver market, the narrow vein, steeply dipping deposits. It's pretty much any kind of commodity where the geologic structure is a steeply dipping narrow vein deposit. Because this is sort of commodity agnostic. It's as long as there's enough grade in there, even for what we're doing, you can use this technology in any of those types of environments, right? You really have to start to think differently about mining, right? Because like folks are doing block models that are, 4 meters, wide, 4x4, 5x5. Now you have to really start to think differently about how you mine. And this really starts to change the way that people can think about mining. And once they start thinking that way, there's lots of deposits in the world that this could be applicable, and people will start to think about even more that we haven't even thought of yet. So the market for it, the potential is pretty big.
Yeah, that's very cool, Dustin. I know you and I started talking about this back in 2019, and now that you're running Novomera, you are moving this forward in this full-scale field test. Very interesting to see what's going to come out of that. Please keep us up to date on any developments, anything you can share with our audience in terms of this full-scale field trial. And if anybody has any follow-up questions for Dustin, please email us, either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We're going to keep up to date with Dustin, really, because I find this to be a very interesting technology and process that could help the mining industry and really help some mines operate more profitably and help build or generate some more quality ore out of these projects. But hey, Dustin, great chatting with you as always. Keep us up to date on how this field trial is going, and hopefully we'll chat in another month or two. Thanks for your time, Dustin. Have a great rest of your week.